Continuing in the Kuntras, Leman Yedu Darasechem of Shivas Yishrei Lev, we're going to talk about, we're going to do the Lima now for the day of Shemini Atzeres, we're going to talk about the topic of sleeping in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres in Chutz Laretz. We know that on a Daraisa level, a person has to sleep in Sukkah for sleep and eat and stay and live in a Sukkah for 7 days. That's what the Torah says. However, because we always have a Sveika Diyom in Chutz Laretz, we always have the possibility that the first day is really Erev Yom Tov, and the second day is really the first day, so we always observe an extra day of Yantiv in Chutz Laretz, and that would therefore mean that the seventh day of Sukkot, what we call Hoshana Rabba, might actually be happening on the day we're celebrating as Shemini Atzeres, and therefore we have to still sit in Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. And that's in fact the conclusion of the Gemara. The Gemara has a debate about this, and the debate really revolves around whether it's considered to be a slight to the celebration of Shemini Atzeres by going and being in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, because again, on a Daraisa level, Shemini Atzeres doesn't require a sukkah. So maybe it's showing that you're not really observing the day as Shemini Atzeres when you're in the sukkah. But the Gemara concludes in Sukkah Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, a very famous line: "V'hilchasa meisav yasvinan." We do sit in Sukkah and Shemini Atzeres. We simply don't say a Birchas HaMitzvah on the Sukkah and Shemini Atzeres. We don't make a bracha of Leishiv HaSukkah. And that way, while at the same time we're fulfilling the mitzvah and observing the Sveika Diyoma, we're also not doing anything that goes against the day of Shemini Atzeres. We're not saying any brachos that would go against Shemini Atzeres. So we don't. So that's how we satisfy both considerations. In fact, Shulchan Aruch paskens in Tafresh Samaches, Ubechutz Laretz ochlim besukkah belayla ubayom. That in Chutz Laretz we're supposed to eat in the sukkah night and day on Shemini Atzeres, Mipneishu Savik Shvi, because it may in fact still be Hoshana Rabbah. Ve'in mevarchen al yeshivasa, but we don't say a bracha on sitting in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. That is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And of course, there's a well-known Chassidish minhag that people don't sit in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. Very questionable minhag. It's against the Gemara. And that's a topic for a different time, why it is that people could observe a minhag that's directly against the Gemara. Certainly, at the very least, one would imagine that one should not observe that minhag unless they observe other Chassidish minhagim. So if someone is, for example, going to eat gebrachts on Pesach, you would imagine that he has no heter to not be in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. The halach in Shulchan Aruch and the straightforward psak, straight from the Gemara, is that one sits in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres day and night, just one does not make a bracha. But what about sleeping in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres? Pashtus, it should be no different, right? If there's a requirement to be in the sukkah, being in the sukkah means sitting, eating, sleeping, everything. So that, however, the Mordechai in Maseches Sukkah in Perek Lulav Arava in Os Tafshin Ayin Beis, Mordechai writes, Yisuvei Yasvinon Bruchei Lamarachinon Pirush Ravya Kivan Deika Hekeira Delo Mevarich Kasharasa Kol Zayin Yamim Lavi Kemosif. He points out that there is a delicate balance that we have to strike, that when a person is sitting in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, it may appear to be like Bal Tosef, that he's adding an extra day of sitting in sukkah. So how does he avoid the appearance of Bal Tosef? He does something differently in the way he sits in sukkah on Shemini Atzeres than he does the rest of the Yantif. The rest of the Yantif, whenever he'd have a meal, he would say Leishiv Basukkah. Now he's not going to say Leishiv Basukkah. So it shows that he's not treating the mitzvah the same way as he did the rest of the Yantif, and therefore it avoids the appearance of Bal Tosef. But, says the Mordechai in the name of the Ravya, Avalishon Basukkah, Asur, Mishum de Mechzi Kemosif. To sleep in the sukkah would be Asur, because we never say a bracha of Leishiv Basukkah when we sleep in the sukkah in the first place. So if you don't say a bracha of Leishiv Basukkah when you sleep in the sukkah, even on the Yantif, there's no way to make it look different on Shemini Atzeres. There's no way to sleep in a sukkah differently on Shemini Atzeres than you do the rest of the Yantif, so you're always going to run into the problem that it's Nira Kemosif, that it looks like one is violating Bal Tosef. It happens to be a good kasha why it is that we don't say a bracha of Leishiv Basukkah when we sleep in the sukkah on the rest of Yantif, but the fact is that we don't. Tosus discusses this in Maseches Brachos. Other Rishonim discuss. They suggest maybe because we're afraid we're not going to be able to fall asleep and then it will become a bracha of Vatala. Different suggestions as to why it is that we don't. But we don't, and therefore there's no way to differentiate sleeping on Shemini Atzeres from sleeping throughout the rest of the Yantif. So it's going to look like Bal Tosef, so we're better off just not sleeping in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. However, if you look in the Rush, in the fourth parak of Masechta Sukkah, the Rush writes, "Umishum desveke hi tarvayu avdina lechumra yasvinun besukkah v'lom mevarchinan v'noangam b'minog yom tov du yom shmini atzeres v'avdina lechumra." He says we do all the chumras on Shmini Atzeres. We treat it like a yom tov of Shmini Atzeres, but we still sit in the sukkah. Why don't we take lulav? He says because lulav is an isser of muktzah if it's really yom tov. And it's clearly an overt expression that you're not treating the day like Shmini Atzeres when you take lulav. Why else would you be taking lulav if not for the fact that you were thinking it might still be Hoshana Rabbah? However, when it comes to sukkah, says the Rosh, aval sukkah pa'amim shesukaso areva alav va'ochel ba'afilu biyom tov achron. People sometimes like to eat outdoors. The fact that you're going into the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres is not a clear indication that you're treating this day like Hoshana Rabbah. Sometimes people like to eat outdoors, and if people like to eat outdoors, so this is a nice day that you're going to eat outdoors, so it's not considered disrespectful to Shmini Atzeres. Essentially what the Rosh is saying is, I'm sensitive to this problem that it looks like Baal Tosef. But I don't think it does look like Baal Tosef when you're talking about sukkah, because sukkah is a normal thing to do on any day. It's a normal thing to go out and eat in a gazebo on a nice day. But lulav, I understand, that's going to be a problem, that it's going to look like Baal Tosef. Now, what the Rush teaches us is something unbelievable, though. Says the Karban Asanel in Os Zion on the bottom of the Rush, it would turn out that if on Shmini Atzeres the weather is not the kind of weather that a person would eat outdoors in, even if it's not to the level of mitzta'er, where it's raining and it's causing you all sorts of tzar, it's just not the kind of weather that anyone in their right mind would go outdoors to eat on that day. It's 50 degrees. No one eats outside when it's 50 degrees. You don't have picnics when it's 45, 50 degrees outside. So if it's not the kind of weather that someone would normally go outside to eat, then you have the problem that it looks like Baal Tosef. And one should then eat in the house and not eat in sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So a big nafkamina between the Mordechai in the name of the Ravya and the Rush. According to the Mordechai in the name of the Ravya, how do we avoid the appearance of Baal Tosef? Simply by not making a bracha. So that solves the problem. So even if it's freezing cold outside, you go outside, just don't make a bracha and you don't have the problem that it looks like Baal Tosef. But according to the Rush, says the Karban Asanel, the way we avoid the problem of it looking like Baal Tosef is that when we go out into the sukkah, it looks like it's a nice day, something we do on a nice day. So if it's not that nice of a day, one should not eat in the sukkah. The Rashba, however, gives a different reason why it's not Baal Tosef, a third possibility why it's not Baal Tosef, and the Rashba's reason would extend to sleeping as well. According to the Rush, we understand that it would look like Baal Tosef if you went to sleep in the sukkah, because who goes outdoors to sleep? No one ever does that. Even on nice days, people don't go out to sleep. So according to the Rush, you understand why you wouldn't sleep in the sukkah. But the Rashba says a third reason why it's not Baal Tosef, but the Rashba's reason would have us believe that one should sleep in the sukkah, because the Rashba writes, why is it not Baal Tosef? Because any time the Chacham are misaking that we should do something as a mitzvah midrabanan, that memela is not going to be called Baal Tosef. For example, we blow 100 kolos of tkios on Rosh Hashanah. Why isn't that Baal Tosef? Because the Rabbanan were misaking that that's what we're supposed to do. Whenever we're doing it as part of a takana derabanan, that takes away the concern of Baal Tosef. Says the Rashba, therefore, if the Chacham were misaken that we should be in sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, whether it be eating or whether it be sleeping, it's no longer going to be a concern of Baal Tosef. So to summarize, three different shitos why it's not Baal Tosef to eat in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. You have the Rav Yah, who says that it's not Baal Tosef because you're not making a bracha, so you're showing that it's different than the rest of the days. It would turn out, according to that by sleeping, you should not sleep in the sukkah because there's never a bracha. We have the Rush, who says it's not Baal Tosef because it's a nice day anyway and people like to eat outside on nice days. It would turn out, according to that you should not sleep in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres because no one sleeps outside on nice days. And according to the Rashba, it's not Baal Tosef because it's part of a takana derabanan. And if it's part of a takana derabanan, then there's never going to be a problem about Tosu. It would turn out, according to that one should sleep in the Sukkah and Shemini Atzeres. How do we paskin? So it seems that the overwhelming majority have the practice not to sleep in the Sukkah and Shemini Atzeres. However, the Chayi Adam quotes from his Mechut and from the Vilna Gaon, Hagon Achasin Moreinu Arav Eliyahu, was Hichmir Ma'od, Shetzarech Lishon Belayla, was extraordinarily Machmir, that one needs to sleep at the night and on Shemini Atzeres night in the Sukkah, and it's understood why he says Pamachas Hayikor Gadol B'Lel Shemini. One time it was freezing cold, and he said even though the rest of the days you'd be potter from Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, you should dafka get bundled up and go sleep in the Sukkah. We understand the Gro was fighting the Hasidim, so he wanted to demonstrate that we should sleep in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres.